What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The game is over. And we're headed to overtime. On 95.7, The Game.
Well, it's a final in Vegas. Super Bowl 48 at long last, 58 at long last is over. Kansas City in overtime. Final score 25-22. Patrick Mahomes ties it up to close regulation, and he wins it. And the final play of what would have been the first quarter of overtime in Super Bowl 58 with a touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman from 3 yards out. And Kansas City has beaten the 49ers in the Super Bowl once again. They've now won 2 Super Bowls in a row, and they've won 3 of the last 5.
I don't know what to say.
Welcome into overtime.
It just a loss for words in what we just watched. There's so much that can break your way, and you not capitalize on that. And there is so much that you can give the opposition. And today it felt like San Francisco had this game won
multiple times.
You come out of the half, and your defense holds Kansas City to 3, I believe, consecutive 3-and-outs. And for whatever reason, you don't run the football. This game is not solely on Kyle Shanahan, but the lack of, I don't want to say execution, because the defense was incredible today.
They were so good. You played 5 quarters.
All the talk of...
You played 5 quarters and you gave up 25 points to Mahomes.
To arguably the greatest quarterback ever, at least physically. Your defense... that was hammered as being one of the biggest liabilities on run defense, just was amazing. Was the best they probably played since the Dallas Cowboys game in week five?
This might have been their best defensive effort all year, honestly.
They held the best quarterback in the NFL in 5 quarters to under 26 points. And the greatest offense... at least number 7 greatest offense per DVOA of all time can't get it done. I get Debo Samuel gets hurt. I get George Kittle gets hurt. San Francisco had this game for the taking and did not grab the brass ring. Again, for the second time under Kyle Shanahan, this Niners team has had a Super Bowl in their freaking hands.
Up by double digits in both Super Bowls, and you lost them both.
I'm sick. I have no words for Kyle Shanahan. Run the damn ball. You have the offensive player of the year, and your choice is to put it into one of the best quarterbacks. I get it in Brock Purdy's hands on 9 consecutive plays to begin the second half. I get CMC fumbled. Who freaking cares? Your best player today was CMC and Juwan Jennings. Your defense gave you everything they had.
Without Dre Greenlaw.
I'm sick to my stomach.
Dre Greenlaw probably tore his Achilles. Probably tore his freaking Achilles.
Dre Greenlaw gave you everything he had.
We don't know that for sure, but the Niners confirmed it's an Achilles injury, and he was immediately called out for the game. So it seems like an Achilles injury. Without one of those linebackers against this offense where you need your linebackers to cover Travis Kelce, the Niners were incredible on Kelce. He had one catch at halftime. One catch at halftime.
The Niners defense, Steve Wilks, for all the talk of firing you after the Vikings game, You coached the game of your life. When you told us you were built for this, Steve Wilks, you were built for this. I do not know if Kyle Shanahan is. I love Kyle. He's one of the greatest coaches when it comes to offensive schemes. There is just lulls in his game during games. He gets away from works. The Chiefs have the 29th ranked run defense, and you have the offensive player of the year, and you do not trust him with the ball. Jake Moody, he gets the PAT blocked. That would have given you the win, maybe.
I mean, that changes everything. Kansas City doesn't settle for a field goal. They might win in regulation.
But Mark, I'm so sick of watching legendary players walk off the Super Bowl empty-handed. This freaking team deserved to win this. CMC, Purdy, Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, Trent freaking Williams doesn't get to call himself a Super Bowl champion tonight, and that makes me sick. They joined Frank Gore. They joined Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman.
Joe Staley.
Makes me sick. It's not just on Shanahan. Credit to Kansas City. Their offense picked things up. Spags, what a great job he did. But I can almost say this with a matter of fact. Shanahan had it in his face and let it go again. Purdy was not great to begin the second half. When you see your young quarterback who was darn near perfect.
He was so good in the first half. So good.
Where the biggest stage doesn't seem to affect him. You let him struggle for three consecutive drives. As fans, what are we supposed to do? As the players in that locker room who you've told, we didn't want to go out like that against the Lions. You want to go out like this? When you put together arguably your best defensive performance all year long in the biggest moments of the season, Lombardi Trophy on the freaking line. You were the odds-on favorite to win all year long. You got the number one seed. You got the bye. You got every single thing you told us you needed to win the Super Bowl. And in the biggest moments, you crumbled under the pressure. I'm sick. I don't know how do you rationalize what just happened? It was a great game. I told you in pregame, it was going to be one of the greatest Super Bowls ever.
And
the difference is, it was supposed to be us holding the Lombardi Trophy. It should have been us. We should be seeing now on the stage, in the podium, welcome in your Super Bowl 58 champion, San Francisco 49ers. And again, they fumbled the bag in the biggest moment. The defense was so great. Purdy was great in the first half. Juwan Jennings, likely maybe MVP of this game, joins Nick Foles as the only player to have a passing touchdown and a catching touchdown. And he gives you everything he has on the brink against the Packers, brink against the Lions. You didn't have to go to the brink tonight if you put the game away early. Your defense was locking them down for almost four quarters. I'm sick. What are we supposed to do?
I wrote on my notes. We did pregame together. I wrote on my notes. Literally the first line on my notes, Sterling. The first line on my notes, and I'm going to try to show the YouTube audience. First line on my notes here. Kyle, run the damn ball. It's hard to see. Run the damn ball! You've got the best running back in the world! The best running back in the world. Your first nine plays of the second half. Your first nine plays of the second half. Eight passes, one run to McCaffrey. You called eight passes on your first nine plays of the second half against this rush defense. One of the worst rush defenses in the NFL. One of the best pass defenses in the NFL. Kyle, don't big brain this. You know what's going to work. It's your strength against their weakness. Your all-pro running back. Your superstar running back. The guy who had 80 yards on the ground. 80 yards through the air. 160 all-purpose yards. Yards from scrimmage and a touchdown on that crazy trick play. The throw from Juwan Jennings that you're talking about. Your first nine plays of the second half. Eight of them are passes. Are you kidding me? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm going to rip my hair out watching this team sometimes. It's over and over and over again.
We've been through this before too many times. In my lifetime, this franchise has been to the Super Bowl 3 times, and each loss is more heartbreaking than the previous. Each time, I'm sick of it. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. This is ridiculous how you can fumble the bag so many times. My God. Give it to McCaffrey. It happened the entire second half. You had a 3rd and 4 at the end of regulation when you ended up kicking the field goal and going ahead. You thinking maybe for a minute that you were going to win the game. No, don't let Kyle Shanahan off the hook. 3rd and 4, and you throw it from empty. You throw it from empty. Run the ball, get 3 yards, 4th and 1, run it again and win the game in regulation. I'm sick.
Dude, you want to be rational, right? You want to come on and, you know, I get it, right? Like, you want to come on and you just want to sit back, and we all wanted to celebrate. We should be celebrating, right? This game was there for the taking so many times. But for the 3rd time, and I get it, the Falcons game maybe wasn't all Shanahan. As a head coach, in the biggest moments, Shanahan has proven to not be able to get the job done. I'm not saying fire Kyle. I'm not saying it's just his fault. Certain plays don't break away. The Chiefs fumbled 4 times. Mahomes gave you a pick on the first drive out of halftime. And what'd you do? You squandered it.
Pass, pass, pass.
Nothing
pass,
like,
pass, pass.
It baffles me.
For 2 consecutive drives. Pass, 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 3 and out.
Like, my, oh my God. Like,
really quickly, I want to let you guys know you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Niner fans, we're here for you all night long. As long as we got to go, you can tell Sterling and I, it's Grandy and Sterling with you here on Overtime on 95.7 The Game. You can tell we're going through this. We're fans just like all of you. We want to hear from you guys because this is heartbreaking, and we're going to get through this together. So give us a call, 888-957-9570. That's also the Comcast Business text line. Again, 888-957-9570. The lines are lighting up. So if you want to get in now. Keeping an eye on the YouTube chat as well. You can visit youtube.com/957thegame. Overtime, the chat there, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We appreciate all the YouTubers as always, but this is going to be a hard one to get through.
Look, and I'll just say this. This is not, and the YouTube chat's going crazy. This is not whining. This is not complaining about refs. The refs were actually really good today.
I don't know if I had
there
a problem
was not
with
a,
much.
Not a play at all. Like,
nothing comes to mind immediately.
This was nothing more than Niners not getting it done when they had ample opportunity to. When no one's whining about losing this game. The Chiefs, congratulations, you won. It's your 3rd Super Bowl. Congratulations. You deserve this. You won today. You went to the brink of elimination a handful of times tonight. You fought back. But I can also tell you this. San Francisco fumbled the bat and continued to let you back in the game over and over. I get CMC fumbles. Okay, it would have been 17-3 at halftime had he not. They, on the first drive, they had 3 plays of 10-plus yards. They were moving the football. Again, I'm not saying fire Kyle. The offense got stagnant in the biggest moments of this game. And for that, that has to be on Kyle, at least somewhat, right? Juwan Jennings gave you everything. Ayuk, although wasn't a big factor, up 3 catches. He
McCaffrey
got a handful of big first yards.
Oh my God.
Juice had a game-saving at the time catch, reaching for a first down. They gave you everything. Kyle. It just, oh my gosh, man.
I don't know, man.
Like, I don't even want to watch the TV. I'm
yeah,
sick.
I don't know, man. That's rough. Let's go out to the phones. This is really difficult. Really, really difficult to go through. We're gonna get to all you guys all night long. It's 8 o'clock here, Pacific Standard Time on the West Coast. We're with you guys all night long. Sterling and I don't know how long we're planning to be here, but it's until you guys don't want us here anymore.
Until I throw up.
Which might be soon. We're here all night long. Let's go out to the phones. We got full phone lines right now. Up first is Mario. Mario's in the Bay. Mario, what's up? You're on Overtime, man. How you doing?
How you doing? man, we're just going to rub it off our shoulders. You know, Kyle Purdy is still better than Montana. Kyle Shanahan's still a genius. The refs gave that game to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going the Trump approach. We won that game. We didn't lose.
All right, thanks, Mario.
That didn't happen. But, like, you cannot be better than one of the greatest. And I get he's kind of meme-ness here, but, like, I don't want to hear anything about Kyle Shanahan. This was the moment from OTAs to minicamp to Purdy's torn UCL, him recovering, trading Trey Lance away. All of this led to this moment to finish the story. And they got in the biggest moment. They got in their WrestleMania. They got in their Super Bowl. And they couldn't get the shoulders down. 1, 2, 3. They let the giant, they let Mahomes, the guy that can come back over all the odds, they let him get up over and over and over again. They did not put the final blow, put the pin in the coffin. They didn't take the slingshot to the Giants' forehead.
They had so many damn chances.
This entire second half, you could have put the game away. You didn't.
You're up 10-0. You're up 10-0 just before overtime. The defense holds Kansas City to a field goal at the end of the first half. Kansas City gets the ball to begin the second half, and you're feeling this way, I'm feeling this way, you're thinking, oh my God, Kansas City's going to come out of halftime, get a touchdown, it's going to be 10-10. All the dominance of the Niners in that first half, and it was dominant. It was dominant. The Niners were moving the ball at will. The Chiefs could do nothing until that final drive when they settled for a field goal. That seemed like a win for the Niners. The Chiefs are, they're going to go down and score, right? It's 10-10, this game's going to be over. It turned at halftime. What happens? Mahomes throws an interception on the first drive of the second half. And the Niners get the ball around midfield, and you're thinking, oh my God, go down, score a touchdown. This is a 14-point game. The way the Chiefs offense is going right now, this game might be over then. That was an opportunity for the 49ers offense to run the ball down the Chiefs' throat. Something they did not stop in the first half. Pass, 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 three and out. What happens next? The defense gets you another stop. Another stop. And what do? Pass, pass, pass. Are you kidding me? The best offense in the NFL. One of the most efficient offenses in NFL history. And I get that this is a really good Chiefs defense. Against the pass. Against the pass. And I know they were selling out to stop the run. They had not proved to you that they can stop the run. Why go away from it? Why go away from it? And I get Purdy was playing well in the first half. It was his best first half of the postseason. By a mile. By a mile. Yeah. He was making every throw in that first half.
Had to come out hot. They did.
They did.
Yeah.
The only thing that stopped them in that first half was the McCaffrey fumble. If he doesn't fumble, they score a touchdown on that first drive, and this game is entirely different. Now, McCaffrey was great.
Man.
This game is not on Christian McCaffrey. That fumble is unfortunate.
No. It was the first drive.
First drive.
It doesn't hurt you
there
at all.
There was a muffed punt. That sucks as well. Turned into 7 points immediately for the Chiefs.
Like,
you missed an extra point. Like, there's so many moments that we can point to unfortunate.
Take that right there. Luter gets the ball off his foot. McCloud tries to pick it up. They don't get it. What do Chiefs do? Next play, touchdown. They capitalized on San Francisco's mistakes.
That's what champions do. And the Niners?
Niners didn't do that.
They're not champions.
And guess what? They haven't done it in like 10 weeks. They haven't done it.
And they haven't done it in the postseason.
No.
Under Shanahan.
Every time. Like,
in the big moments. They did it against the Lions. Yeah, whatever.
They got the fumble. I get that. So I'm wrong there. But this is the worst part about this. Is, one, yeah, losing stinks, right? We're all bitter and angry and upset. The listeners, I'm sure, are pissed off if they aren't already drunk because they're mad. Trying to put their tears in their beer, right? Now you have to start all the way over. You don't get this opportunity. Mark, me and you and the listeners know how hard 2020 was. How hard 2020 was.
This one's harder.
How hard 2022 was.
This is harder.
Everything.
This is harder.
This is worse than the first Chiefs loss. Worse than the first Ravens loss in the Super Bowl.
This is worse than the Seahawks in the NFC Championship
this
game.
This is maybe one of it. I'm only 27, so forgive me here. This may be the worst loss in Niners history. When it comes to biggest moment, the opportunities you had, you could have beaten Mahomes.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight.
There's been two overtime games in Super Bowl history. Shanahan's been on the losing end of both.
I'm not sure that's a common denominator, but it's something to talk about.
All right, let's go back out to the phones. We got to sort through our emotions, our feelings. This is a hard one. Hard one for all of us to swallow. Let's go next to Nick in Berkeley. Nick, what's up? You're on overtime on 95.7 The Game. How you doing, man?
Man, I threw my TV out into the sidewalk, so it's a wrap for that TV. I don't want to ever, like, dude, like, I've been coaching 30 years. I'm 55. My daughter's 24. She ain't never seen us win. We've lost three Super Bowls in a row, bro. And let me tell you something. There's something about Shanahan, man. When you got to put your foot on someone's neck, he just can't bring himself to do it. And, like, you know, like, Luter, what are you looking at, bro? That's bad. I mean, that's bad preparation, bro. You're not watching the punt? Like, you're just running down the field blindly? What are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? And then we get the defense gets two turnovers in a row to start second half, and we go six and out. Fast. Shades of Atlanta. The Luter off his foot, shades of the Giants at the stick. Once again, yep. With my daughter, we were leaving out of there in the rain. You know, everybody's like damn near crying. That was because the Giants didn't even cross the field not one time on offense that game. They were 0-5. The only time they crossed the 50 when they beat us was when they got on the side. But that's all. Now that being said, dude, we had that game. We gave it back to them. Like yep. what part of running it up the middle between the A or B gap are you not feeling it, Shanahan?
Yep.
You ran one off-tackle play, it went for 8 yards. Everything else is half-back toss. You're closer to the line, running parallel, instead of sweeping out guys' pullets. That was working all season. You know what I'm saying? The line started weakening down. I don't know why you just kept passing. You should have, what, no fullback draws? No double tight end set? No pro set? Dude, like, man, look, Shanahan, I dude, you need to get an offensive coordinator or something. Somebody up in the booth to tell you something, bro, because there's something that you're missing, bro, in crunch time. And I don't know if it's just some part of your brain shuts off or you just second guess yourself. Like, there's a phrase in coaching, man. Think long, think wrong, man. Go with your first gut. You see it in his eyes, bro. Like, I don't even know where to go from here. Like, how can we even trust Shanahan with anything?
Yeah.
Do the players even trust him anymore? I mean, come
That's
on, man. He always blaming everybody else but himself. You know what I'm saying? He always puts it on everybody else. Oh, he should have made these plays here and there. Man, you shouldn't have got tight being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Because when Mr. Hyde comes out, he's supposed to be an animal, and your Mr. Hyde is a little punk, bro. And let me just keep it real, man. Like, I don't even know what to say, man. This is the most gut-wrenching loss that I've ever had in my life, having played ball in college, baseball in college, coaching 30 years. I've never had a loss like this. I knew, man, from the beginning of the season, 100% that this was our year and we were going to win it. And now that we have it, like, man, dude, like, if this wasn't the year, when is the year? Look at the talent we had, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. I'm with you, man. I think I only disagree with you on one thing. I think Shanahan has taken blame, and he'll probably take some blame in this one.
But he hasn't proven
to me that he's learned from the past time that he's made mistakes. And that's a serious issue. And for Nick's question, I also don't know what's next. You can't do it with this offense, with this talent. When are you ever going to do it?
Imagine being Fred Warner tonight.
Imagine being Dre Greenlaw tonight.
Trent Williams.
Imagine being Dre Greenlaw tonight.
I'm repping his jersey right now.
He literally, we don't know for sure. It's not confirmed. Kyle Shanahan's probably talking now. Maybe
you
maybe,
can assume.
Torn Achilles, which means he's probably going to be out all of next year too. At least the vast majority of it. How did it feel for him watching that in the locker room? What is he screaming when he's in that locker room by himself with medical personnel with him? Man.
I just, dude, it just...
It's rough, man. Let's go back out to the phones. We're going to keep going to the phones here. Lines are full, but keep trying. We'll get you in eventually. A lot of callers, obviously, giving us a ring here. Up next is Josh in Seattle. Josh, what's up? You're on 95.7 The Game on Overtime. How you doing, man?
You know, I just want to say very quickly, good game, Kansas City Chiefs, whatever. And now that that's out of the way, I don't know. I'm just totally at a loss of, you know, it's all the lost opportunities. It's 100% the lost opportunities. You know, I feel like the same guy from Nick from Berkeley, where he was just like, you know, Kyle Shanahan just didn't got that killer in him, it feels like to me, you know, and I'm just like sitting here trying to will it to all happen is how you feel as a fan. You just want them to do it. And you were like, in that fourth quarter, you almost had it. But all those little mistakes, why do they keep trying to test the defensive backs that were like the strongest part of that defense? Why do they not throw it up the middle? How is it George Kittle doesn't really have a play in that Super Bowl? Anyways, I don't know. I just wanted to stay out there. I hope we just come back to it. I know this team will reel back and just play hard, just be strong. You got to reload. That's all there is. We got to figure out that one last thing that just puts us finally over the hump. Just get through it. Because we are not done yet.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you are done.
This
season's
year,
over.
You're done.
How do you reload? You don't have any money. You have to re-sign Ayuk. You can't add anybody else unless you restructure everybody. You got a first-round draft pick. Trent Williams is 36 years old. This was the moment. You can't keep everybody forever. You keep paying Hargrave. You just paid Bosa. Chase Young ain't coming back unless it's on a team-friendly deal. Gregory ain't back, and they were awesome tonight. Awesome at containing Mahomes. That's damn near perfect tonight.
Defensive line played the game of the season.
Yes. Gibson, probably going to retire. You have Jair and Ufunga, if they're healthy.
That entire D-line was so good today.
Like, you have to pay Lenore eventually. Now, is that a lot of money? Who knows? You didn't even want to play Ambry Thomas. You got to find an outside corner again next year. Or a nickel cornerback. But you're paying Oliver $2 million. Your offense, is that you going to re-sign? Likely, you hope so. You can't promise that. Is CMC going to stay healthy for all next year? Is Purdy going to stay healthy for all next year? You had a completely healthy roster outside of Talon Noah Hufanga, and you freaking lost in the biggest game of the year. You were loaded. Your roster is 10 times better than Kansas City. The only difference is your coaching's not, and it's the offensive one, not the defensive guy. Wilkes was in his bag. He held Mahomes under 30 points. Shanahan got out-coached.
In five quarters.
For the second straight Super Bowl. Out-coached.
Kittle had two catches, to the caller's point. Two catches. There was the 4th-and-3 conversion on the final drive of regulation that gave the Niners the lead. And then... No, not the final drive. It gave the Niners the lead, 16-13. And then... he had the catch on 2nd-and-5 after a McCaffrey run. He had the catch on 2nd-and-5 with 2:45 left in the fourth quarter. The 49ers ran up to McCaffrey, got 5 yards. You're at the Kansas City 35. Tie game. Let me set this up better. 16-16. 1st-and-10, McCaffrey run to the 35-yard line, 2nd-and-5 with 2:45 left in regulation. You're thinking, all right. We're going to run clock out. We're in deep field goal range right now. We're going to run clock out, and we are going to kick a game-winning walk-off field goal and win this damn football game at the buzzer. So what do you do after you run for 5 yards to bring up 2nd-and-5 at the 35-yard line? Let's call a pass. Let's call a pass out to the flat to George Kittle. Catches it for no gain. And then you got a 3rd-and-5 at the 2-minute warning. Incomplete to Juwan Jennings. No time comes off the clock. You kick a deep 53-yard field goal, and Shanahan is damn lucky that Moody made it.
Moody was good.
He was.
He had one kick blocked, and I get it. It was a big one. But guess what? He hit the one to tie you and put you into overtime eventually, and he got you three early. The biggest liability was playing well.
And they were not easy kicks. You could have killed more clock. You could have gained yards, made the kick easier, gotten a first down, killed the rest of the clock, and won this game in regulation. But you call the pass. You call the pass, and that was the second George Kittle catch, his second and final catch of the game. So many moments to pick through where the Niners shot themselves in the foot. There were the two turnovers that we talked about, and there were questionable decision after questionable decision.
Take it further. Where the hell was Deebo Samuel tonight? I get he was
in
hurt.
Out of the lineup. So was Kittle.
I get so he was hurt, so forgive him there. But his stats tonight, Deebo Samuel, 6 total touches, 45 yards in the biggest game of the year. That's all you can give me? And I get it's a play call. Maybe it goes back to Shanahan. The all-pro Deebo Samuel, receiver number one, he did nothing tonight. Balls hit his hands. He dropped them on crossers. Maybe he was hurt. I'm sure there's context we will never know, and that's okay. I can forgive a player for going out there and playing hurt and giving everything he has. And that was Deebo late in this game. That's great. He wasn't hurt early in the game. He didn't do anything. Elijah Mitchell and Juwan Jennings were arguably, at least in the passing game and running game, more efficient than Deebo Samuel was tonight. What a joke.
Juwan played the game of his life.
He was awesome.
Juwan was incredible.
He was awesome.
He was incredible. Second player to ever have a receiving and passing touchdown in the Super Bowl. All right, back out to the phone lines we go. It's overtime on 95.7 The Game. Grandy and Sterling with you after the Chiefs knock off the Niners 25-22 in Super Bowl 58. A heartbreaking end for the 49ers, and this feeling is becoming all too common. Up next is Idris. Idris is in Hayward. Idris, what's up? You're on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
What's up, fellas? Woo-wee! So, you know what? This time, maybe it ain't hit me yet. It probably hasn't hit me yet. You know what's bad when Tony Romo is literally saying, what are you doing? You've got to run the ball. I'm listening to Tony Romo like, okay. Because I'm being quiet. I'm like, Shanahan does this. Okay, it's okay. Other than Marshawn Lynch not getting the ball against the Patriots, this is the next, like, what are you doing? And literally, when CMC fumbled, guess what? Pacheco fumbled. So I said, it's all right. We got it back. To start the half, pass, and pass. I'm like, what the? Are you serious right now? And then give it up to the Chiefs. On third and down, Spats called a blitz that Purdy couldn't do nothing. Purdy did the best he could, making plays. This was on Shanahan, y'all. Deebo, he literally got hurt twice and still came in. He's a dog. This was on Shanahan. We've seen this. So you know what? Shout out to the Niners. They did that. The defense, talk about, oh, my goodness. Greenlaw killed himself. Yeah. And this is what we do. You know what? I'm cool. I'm chilling. I'm humbled. It's good. I went to church today. You got me the glory. Keep it up, y'all. I ain't got nothing for y'all. That's what's up. That's all I got.
Thanks, man. Idris said it hasn't really hit him yet. It's hit me.
You know what sucks is that
everything
it hit. Well, right now, yes. I'm still getting married in May, so thank you.
Well, that will now be the happiest day of your life because the Niners just refuse to give that to you.
It was supposed to be today.
They refuse to give it to you.
It's, you know what's sick is that when that ball is in the air off Mahomes' hands and you just see it in the air and the receiver wide open.
The game-winning one.
Yes, game-winning touchdown. It felt the exact same way. Fade to Crabtree in the back of the end zone. You know it's not getting caught.
You knew immediately the game was over.
The
one time because it was incomplete and you were the one throwing it. The other time because you knew it was complete. You were the one defending it.
It's this sense of you have all the hope in the world in your body drained out in one second.
It's the sense of why did I believe that this team was actually going to do it.
And the sad thing is that they could have done it over and over and over in this game. The Chiefs fumbled 5 times and threw a pick, I believe. 5 times, and they recovered. Almost all of them. Some of that's luck, sure. Mahomes throws you a pick. Purdy didn't throw a pick. The Niners had 1 turnover, 2 turnovers all game. On the first drive, you can forget it. One of them crushed you because Luter wasn't paying attention, which, whatever, it's a punt. It happens. Does it stink? Yeah. A bad bounce off the foot. It happens. The difference is the Chiefs capitalized. You did not. The defense, Lenore was phenomenal. Secondary, great. Kelsey did nothing. Kelsey
got going in the fourth quarter specifically, and then carried them
half,
in OT.
They didn't cut to one Taylor catch, Swift more than five times.
One catch for Kelsey at halftime.
One catch, 1 yard. He did nothing. You stopped the best receiving tight end, dare I say, the best receiving weapon outside of Tyreek Hill in the entire NFL. You stopped him. Greatest quarterback tight end duo maybe ever. You were slowing them down. You were doing, your defense was doing everything to give the offense every chance to pull ahead, to pull away. And when they say, we can't, pass, 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 pass. Jesus, Kyle. I don't know what it is. It's like his eyes glaze over, his brain turns off, and then he wakes up saying, like, well, I kind of blacked out for a second. Your lights can't turn off in the biggest game. In pregame, Mark, I said, Chase Young, the effort on defense wasn't there against the Lions. You had to be dialed in every single play.
And he was.
And they were. The entire team was. Not Kyle. I get Kittle gets hurt. Maybe your personnel's not there. Chris Conley was making plays.
Chris Conley was one of the most important players
special
on his team.
Special teams.
Had a third down conversion through the air.
Elijah Mitchell. Charlie Warner was at tight end a handful of times. McLeod as a receiver. Guys that aren't supposed to play in moments like this are making plays. They're not paid to play in these positions. But Kyle Shanahan, you can get an extension after losing in the Super Bowl. It was to give you the opportunity. We'll go and get Trey Lance. It doesn't work out. Well, we have Brock Purdy. Thank God. We'll get you CMC. We'll extend Ayuk eventually. We got Debo. We'll pay Kittle. We'll go and get Trent. We'll go pay Bosa. We'll acquire Young. We'll acquire Gregory. We'll have Warner. We'll give you everything you need and you still can't get it done. What are we supposed to think? Maybe it's just Kyle.
We're supposed to think. Maybe you can't ever get it done, because if you can't get it done with this team, with this roster, with this talent, against a severely depressed Chiefs team, this is not...
They were
this
rattled!
This is not the normal... They were so rattled! Travis freaking Kelce was bumping and pushing and screaming at Andy Reid in the first half! They were literally turning on each other in the first half! Travis Kelce nearly pushed Andy Reid to the ground! To the freaking ground!
They were having...
Chris Jones was screaming!
Team meetings on the sideline.
Screaming at MVS for losing 8 yards when he had four!
Oh my God.
Mahomes couldn't believe his eyes when MVS did that. This team was falling apart, and you let him off the freaking hook! You let him off the hook! How?
Dude, take some calls, man. They got to talk me through this.
Right.
Come cope with me.
Let's go. I'm seeing Chewy Gomez, the great Chewy Gomez. Chewy, what's up? You're on overtime, man.
Hey, I wish it was the legend Chewy Gomez, but it's another Chewy Gomez.
Oh, what's up, Chewy?
Hey, man, you guys literally just took the words out of my mouth. If Kyle can't get it done with this team, then I don't know how he's ever going to get it done. Honestly, short and simple. Fire Kyle. That's it. Fire Kyle. Another coach would have gotten it done. No excuses. There's no excuses. Fire Kyle.
Yeah.
Ciao, guys.
Chewy, I think there's a lot of Niner fans that are going to have that reaction tonight. I don't know if I agree.
I don't blame them, though.
Yeah. I think it's justified. I think it's relatively fair. I think we're going to have a lot of those comments today.
And you know what just grinds my gears, rattles my brain, is that after the Chiefs loss the first time, actually, in fact, against the Falcons, when Kyle, maybe it wasn't all your fault, you lost the first time because you wanted to pass and pass and pass. You wanted to zig when everyone else was telling you to zag. He hasn't learned ever. This is the exact same issue that's plagued him in every single big moment. It's not as simple as, oh, Purdy wasn't very good today. Purdy was fine. Purdy played Super Bowl winnable play. He had a touchdown pass today. Purdy got you in positions to score a handful of times. This is not on Brock Purdy, sure. A three stretch of drives, 9 plays, he wasn't great. You know what your offensive head coach is supposed to do? Hey, my quarterback's starting to struggle, or the defense is starting to key on him. How about I run the football? How about I start to zig when they're starting to zag? It is Kyle Shanahan's, it's his job to figure out when my guy is struggling, how do I help him out? Maybe it's, instead of making it Third and 12. It's second and two now. Now it's third and four. It's giving your quarterback, who at the time wasn't playing well, opportunity on third and short. On second and short, instead it was pass incomplete, pass driven back 2 yards because you want to run a dumb play action bootleg to Jennings and lose 5 and put you in second and 15. If you run the ball, then it's second and 6. Run it again, then it's second and 4 or third and 4. And you give your quarterback, who at the time is not playing well, to get back in rhythm. It took Juwan Jennings' third down catch in the fourth drive of the second half to finally get the offense going. Imagine had that happened on the second drive, on the first drive, if you ran the football and gave your young quarterback a chance. He was near perfection in the first half. There's a reason why the Chiefs' defense is heralded as one of the best. Spags, again, for the second time, has outcoached Shanahan in the second half. I don't want to call him a Shanahan killer or a Shanahan lockdown kind of defensive mind. He might be. He's locked down Brady once and Shanahan twice in the biggest moments with a better quarterback this year, a better running back this year, 3 good receivers, including 1 Pro Bowler, another former All-Pro, and an All-Pro tight end. At what point do you look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, maybe I'm the problem. It's me. Tighten it up, Kyle. It's the second time, you've been on the brink and you had it done and you got scared and said, oh, and you wet your pants. Take the freaking diaper off and grow up. Run the football. Come on.
This is going to take a while to set in. There's a chance that this is a turning point in the Niners franchise and not in a good way. I don't know how Jed York feels. I don't know how
that was my question.
John
right
Lynch
there.
Lynch feels. All right. We got to take a break. Phone lines are still full. I promise you guys we're coming to you first on the other side. Will, you're up first. Gloria, Roy, and Kels. I see all you guys. We got to hit a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to break this thing down. As I said, if you want to get on the air, just wait. We will get to you eventually. We'll be with you all freaking night here on Overtime at 95.7 The Game as we digest another heartbreak handed to us by the 49ers. 25-22, the Chiefs win in Super Bowl 58. The Niners have now lost 3 consecutive Super Bowls when they've gotten there, the last 2.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At the hands of the Chiefs, under Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan. Time for a break. OT continues next on 95.7 The Game.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hartman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
And this was the Andy Reid special. This was the Andy Reid special we talked about. He was saving all day. He's going to fake a motion to go across. And at that moment, he turns and goes back. Hartman, who they didn't have, right? And they go get Hartman and bring him back. And the game-winning drive of Mahomes' career, he's been waiting for. He's won Super Bowls, but he's never had it in an overtime. He is the best. He is the standard. Your Michael Jordan wins it again.
Now back to Overtime.
with Sterling Bennett and Mark Grandy on 95.7 The Game.
It's the final call of Super Bowl 58.
Hadn't heard it till now.
Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. Yeah, that happened, and we ran into the studio the second we saw Hardman catch that pass. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, CBS. Mecole Hardman, touchdown in overtime, walk-off touchdown. It was at the very end of the first overtime period. I think we all were kind of figuring out what are the overtime rules at the end of the first overtime because that never happened before. There's never been a postseason game that has gotten near the end of an overtime, still tied. And this is new overtime rules where even if someone scores a touchdown on the first drive, the other team has a chance to respond. It's the Josh Allen rule. He lost to Patrick Mahomes in that fashion where he did not get a chance to respond in the playoffs.
You almost wish you had the Josh Allen rule. Shanahan would have gone for it again. He could have scored a touchdown maybe.
Maybe.
At that point, I don't want to complain about it. But
there's
like,
also an argument. Hey, in the new postseason overtime rules where both teams, no matter what happens, have an opportunity to possess the ball, Kyle, is it better to defer? Is it better to go on defense first so you know what you need to get when you're on offense?
Yeah, but in this case, it was more so of like your defense had a long drive.
That's true. I'm not saying it was the wrong decision, but there's also a
There's also
an argument there. And I'm sure Kyle Shanahan was asked that. And when we get that information, we'll pass it along.
I know we're trying to go to the calls here in a second, but you know what makes this a little worse? Is that Mecole Hardman, during the offseason on Hard Knocks, said that the Jets, which were his team at the time, were going to beat the Niners in the Super Bowl. I don't know what the score was, he said, but he then gets traded back to Kansas City. And he's the one who catches the game-winning touchdown. Like, come on, man.
Against the Niners.
Script, man. come on.
25-22 is the final. Kansas City, they win in overtime. They get a field goal with 3 seconds left in regulation to tie it and force OT. The Niners, they get a field goal. They got down near the end. They got down near the end zone, a 27-yard chip shot field goal. They couldn't punch it in. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Red zone efficiency was going to be the difference in this game. I thought the Niners were going to be more efficient than the Chiefs. They weren't.
Nobody blocked Chris Jones. You let Kansas City's best defender unblocked up the middle of the field right into your quarterback's face.
The one thing that we can say that doesn't take away some of the blame from Shanahan, but where there's some issues elsewhere, there were a lot of bad penalties.
Yeah.
Offsides.
Yeah. Holding.
Holding.
False starts. There's four of them
Trent
today.
Trent Williams had consecutive penalties in the first half.
Bad.
It was better in the second half. There were a couple, but they kept getting behind the sticks.
But you know what's crazy is the fact that despite every mistake San Francisco made in this game, which they made a handful.
Right there to win this game.
Whether it's penalties or a turnover by CMC, Luter, and McLeod's fumble. They had Kansas City on the ropes.
Really, the whole game they had him on the ropes.
And I was telling Chris back here, he said, why does this one hurt? Like the way it does. And I told him, I said, the reason why it hurts more than the one against Kansas City in 2020 is because that game was, the Chiefs are upcoming, they're a hot team, Mahomes is the MVP, here we go again. And that game was kind of back and forth. Yeah, you had a 10-point lead, but it was still kind of back and forth for a while. You had that lead late in the fourth quarter, but we dominated the Mahomes and Kelce and their offense all day.
Well, I mean,
they fumbled six times.
In 2020, you were up 20-10 with 8 minutes left in the fourth.
I get that.
You dominated them as well.
You were not dominating them like you were today. Today was from the opening kick basically till overtime. You had them.
The other thing that makes this one maybe hurt a little bit more is 2020, Debo was a rookie. Bosa was a rookie. Yeah. George Kittle was young.
Dude.
And now.
You wanted him. They wanted him.
Kittle's getting up there in eight. This is a turning point in this franchise's history.
And take that
in a bad way.
Like, you're gonna have to replace Trent soon. Kittle.
He's already said he wants to come back.
At least
potentially
one more year.
For a couple years.
You hope it's a couple,
but I mean, he's old. Maybe he's not the all pro anymore.
And his ankle is kind of a ticking time
bomb.
He's
not showing signs of slowing down. I'm not saying that Trent was bad. Like, he had a couple penalties. He's still one of the best tackles, if not the best tackle in the NFL.
A B-plus Trent's better than 90% of tackles.
Yes, but you'd be crazy to think that he's going to be that guy for years on end. It's going to come to an end at some point. And the Niners already without, I mean, left guard through right tackle. Okay, not great.
Yeah, Brendel's okay.
Great.
Brendel's inconsistent.
But as a whole, those four.
Yeah. Aaron Banks, second round pick.
Right.
Feliciano gets hurt. Burford, I don't think, was awful when he came in.
Burford made a big play on the Jennings to McCaffrey touchdown.
Like, and that, And again, that there's so many things you can go through and dissect, but we got so many big plays from players that you're not expecting them from. And when you get those, it almost makes you feel like, oh, this is our year. This is our game. Chris Conley's making plays. McLeod's making plays. Like, Kinlaw's making plays. The D-line's eating up Pacheco. Pacheco didn't do anything all game. For as bad as our run defense was against the Packers and the Lions in the second half of the season, Pacheco did nothing all game. Nothing. The tackling was awesome.
18 for 59, 3.3 a carry.
That's nothing. Nothing.
Mahomes hurt you on the ground.
Yes, he did.
66 yards.
He did.
Especially in the fourth quarter and overtime.
And overtime, yeah.
22-yard run in overtime.
He had and he converted, 69 yards of 75 in overtime.
He converted a big third down with his legs. Mm-hmm. They also converted a fourth down in overtime. That would have ended the game. All right. As promised, we got to go back out to the phone lines. We're going to run through your calls here on overtime on 95.7 The Game. The Chiefs knock off the Niners in Super Bowl 58 in heartbreaking fashion for Niner fans. As promised, Will is up first. Will, what's up? You're on overtime on 95.7 The Game. How you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Let's just call it how it is. They choked. You know who didn't choke? Who everybody's been calling out the entire year? And all these news media has been calling out? Purdy didn't choke. Moody didn't choke. That was a very bad game for the offensive line. Very bad game. We win the game if the right side of the offensive line holds up. Because Ayuk's wide open on the crossing route in the end zone. The game's over. There's a touchdown. Purdy played great. No, he didn't play good. He played great. He made plays and kept the ball moving. It's Kyle Shanahan, bad plays and bad protection. It was some of the worst protection that he's ever – he couldn't even see when they faked that they were going to go into zone and did the blitz. They did that three times. Three times, and Trent missed a lot of blocks. And let's call us look. I understand everybody keeps talking about. I love McCaffrey, but that fumble hurt a lot. Even when we got it back, that fumble hurt a lot. That fumble ends the game if he doesn't fumble. We don't lose if he doesn't fumble. And he couldn't get after he didn't mix it up with pass and run. When we get to the second half, we're passing over and over again because they couldn't get off the ball after the first half. We were losing. McCaffrey was getting three, four. Not until the fourth quarter is when we finally had tired down their defense. But you got to – this offensive line was questionable in the beginning of the season, and we see what happened now. In spurts, it's great. I was actually worried about Purdy's health because he got hit a couple of times. But really – the offensive line, as good as the defensive line played today, the offensive line was just as bad, right? A lot of the crossing routes were not getting open. We were seeing guys normally that we wouldn't see is because they shut down Debo, they shut down Ayuk, and they shut down Kittle. They might have been – I think Kittle was hurt in the third quarter. And Debo, I mean, a hamstring, then he needs to drink some more water. But a lot of this stuff that we're talking about, they choked, and we still should have won. They still should have won. And the other thing, Faithful, who says we get back?
Yeah.
Because as we already said, all these people that we have to sign, we don't have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will. I think,
don't have the money.
I think you make a great point, Will. First of all, if you are a young team on the rise, like you're the Niners of 2020, you feel like you might get back.
Yeah.
You know how hard it was to get back here? You know, now you are this team that is 4 years older, and yeah, you've got some young talent, and you got
Purdy's what, 23,
and you've got 11 draft picks, I think, in this year's draft. Like you can replenish.
Yeah, especially
it's going to be even
guy.
Harder now to get back though.
Yeah.
If you keep Kyle, you fire Kyle. I don't think they're going to fire Kyle, but
he's
do
going nowhere.
You do whatever. Doesn't matter. It's going to be harder to get back to this moment. This was the best opportunity that this team had, and I'm not saying I don't think they're going to get back. I'm not saying that I think that they're. This era is not going to win a championship. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's going to be 10 times harder to do it now. This was your golden opportunity. This was the moment. You had the one seed. The Eagles fell apart, and you had your hand in that. You did not have to play the Cowboys in the postseason. You got to take on a couple of teams who you felt like you should be able to handle, and you barely squeak by. You barely squeak by against lesser teams, and you feel like, just thank my lucky stars I'm in the Super Bowl against a Kansas City team who's not nearly as good as they were when we played them in 2020. We're going to handle this. We got this. We're favorite. We're 2-point favorites in this game. We're going to take care of business. And you dominate them for a half, and you're up by 7 at halftime. You did not take advantage of the opportunities that the Chiefs gave you, the mistakes that the Chiefs made. And in the second half, the Chiefs did. And you lost.
I have some more bad news for you if you want it.
Is it official, Dre Greenlaw, or what?
Officially confirmed by Kyle Shanahan. Dre Greenlaw has torn his Achilles status for next season, maybe the entirety of it, uncertain. So on top of losing the Super Bowl.
You're going to be down one of your star linebackers for most likely the whole year.
Which, Oren Burks, I thought, although there were a lot of plays he was targeted on and didn't play well, I thought in big moments he did make some nice plays. You drafted two guys last year, Dee Winters and Jalen Graham. Dee Winters had a couple of plays. I thought Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles made a great play diving to get a pass block in the end zone.
Was that the end of regulation?
Yes. Like,
saved potentially a game-winning touchdown for the Chiefs at the end of regulation.
Yes. Like, there were guys that when Greenlaw went out, Burks and DFF, Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles.
You obviously missed Dre, but
of course. Like, obviously. You want Dre back on the field no matter what, and you want him healthy again.
Partially
but,
for just what he is as a player, but he's also an emotional leader of that defense, man.
And man, the fact that he tore his Achilles, likely putting more stress on his body because he was so amped up.
Well, if anyone missed how it happened, if you were away getting snacks, eating wings, like, he was on the sideline getting ready to go back on the field, jumping up and down.
Absurd.
And then he took like a, I think in basketball, an NBA player in the corner takes the negative step. They step backwards and step out of bounds. He stepped backwards and then strode forward with his opposite foot.
Yeah.
And his foot, his left foot, the one he stepped backwards with, kind of slipped a little, lost his footing, and you could see his calf reverberate, which is the telltale sign that his Achilles snapped, and then it rolls back up through your calf. And
he got the
not even on the field. He's about to stride and go on the field, and he tears his Achilles.
And you know what's even more heartbreaking is the fact that who's consoling him on the sideline? Jason Verrett.
Who's been through that time and time.
Like six times. ACLs, Achilles, like... This moment, I know Niner fans are angry, upset, pumped, and sad all in the same moment, all at the same time. Like, there's, you're trying to make sense of what happened, or you know what happened, and you're angry about it. I am heartbroken for the fan base, the faithful, but I'm heartbroken for the players.
I'm heartbroken for Trent Williams. I'm heartbroken for Dre Greenlaw. I'm heartbroken for George Kittle. I'm
me and you can yell on these
heartbroken
mics.
Heartbroken for Christian McCaffrey.
And me and you have all year long.
Heartbroken for Debo. Heartbroken for Ayuk.
Like, me and Mark have been every single overtime.
Heartbroken for Fred.
Like, all of the games we've been
Mooney.
Here. And to think that we're just back here watching games, dissecting tape, and probably knowing, 10% of what's actually going on? We're not giving our entire lives to sitting in film rooms and putting our bodies through excruciating workouts to fight through pain every single day for one goal, and to get in that moment to think and have it in your hands and think we are either 10 minutes away, one quarter away from immortality. We talked about in pregame or on Twitter during the actual game, tweeting out, you are 60 minutes away from immortality. You're 15 minutes away. You're 2 minutes away from cementing your name, your legacy. Not in the Hall of Fame, but having Super Bowl champion etched next to your name forever.
No one can take that away from you.
No.
No one.
Whether you're a punter, special teams guy, practice squad player, front office assistant, or you're running out getting coffee, you were going to have Super Bowl champion next to your name. I had no effort into the Warriors winning a handful of years ago against the Celtics. I consider myself an NBA Finals champion because I worked every single game that year. I didn't do anything. But for the players, in that game, for the Warriors, Curry, Poole, those players, this game, Eric Armstead, Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy said players are crying in the locker room. Yeah, they're crying because they're hurting and they're sad. But they know they gave everything for this. They fought through everything. Kyle Juszczyk,
All-pro fullback. Handful of great plays this entire postseason. There's no promise you get back here. Ever. How many great teams, and this is the worst part, how many great teams, great players have we seen in a Niner jersey be this close?
Too many to count.
And it rips your heart out saying, I want them to reach their goals. You watch them every single Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, and you want them to reach their goals. They are the reason why we're watching. For all the effort and their play on the field. Everything they give is the reason why we watch. I want Trent Williams to call himself a champion. He'll be a Hall of Famer. I want him to be a champion. I want Kyle Shanahan, for all his faults, to be a champion. I want the players that give everything. Blood, sweat, tears, broken bones, torn Achilles, torn ACLs, broken fingers, to call themselves a champion. And they can't now.
Nope, they can't. Let's go back.
I mean, never.
Let's go back out to the phone lines on overtime here on 95.7 The Game. It's Grandy and Sterling with you, trying to sort our way through this really, really rough Niners loss in the Super Bowl. Up next is Gloria. Gloria's in San Francisco. What's up, Gloria?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I've been a Niner fan since the 70s. So I've seen a lot of football. I've seen years when they haven't been competitive. I've seen and partied and celebrated through the Montana years, Steve Young, and then through these more current years through Kaepernick and Harbaugh and up to recent. Let me tell you something. The caller before nailed it. One of the things is the Niners, I wish they could have capitalized with touchdowns as opposed to field goals, of course. That missed kick for the extra point, you know, it was something that I wish we could have didn't miss. I didn't see a lot of opportunity for McCaffrey to run. They had that pretty sewed up. And because the reason why Jennings and the other guy was catching balls because those DBs had their main guys, the Debos. Ayuk did pretty well, but they had the main guys covered. Their secondary is great. Our run game, it was pretty good at times. I wish they could have spread out our line. We were too bunched up when he wanted to run, and they had it sold up. I wish we could have spread out their defense a little bit more. And you just got to give credit to Kansas City's line. Not as dominant as our line. I'm so proud of our line today. Our line played exceptionally well. Our run defense was excellent. I'm so proud of them. But we have to do something about our offensive line because we use Kittle too much to block as opposed to being out there catching balls more, somewhat like Kelsey. We need to shore up our offensive line. But, of course, it's not promised to us that we'll get back. And, yes, I would have loved for them to have ran it in as opposed to trying to throw in overtime. And instead they settle for that field goal and then the rest is history. I am every emotion you could be, but most of all, I'm just numb.
Yeah. Gloria, I'm right there with you. I'm numb as well. And
it's a good word.
I would love to say I think the Niners can shore up the offensive line. They have a lot of cash tied up everywhere. We'll see what they do with the offensive line. But,
maybe you draft the right tackle in the first round.
You probably should draft one because you're not going to go out and pay big money to one. You don't really have the ability. And they could do some financial gymnastics and maybe make something work. Maybe that means no Ayuk. You want to make that trade-off? I don't know. That's why this hurts so much because this was the opportunity for the 49ers before the big bill comes due. The big bill is going to come due at some point. And are you going to be able to keep all this talent around? You got Purdy on one more very, very team-friendly year. After that, who the hell knows what's going to happen with Purdy? And you've got so much other money elsewhere. Rough. All right, one more phone call here before we hit a quick break. Up next is Roy in San Leandro. Roy, appreciate you holding on. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just wanted to say that, to me, you know, in that overtime, you know, they knew that they were going to throw the ball to that guy named Kelsey. The 49ers cover men didn't do a good, to me, they didn't do a good enough job. I'm not necessarily criticizing them, but they knew, you know, with that woman, Taylor or whatever her name is, you know, they knew that they were going to throw the ball to him, and they didn't do a good job at covering him. But going forward next year, the 49ers need another good running back, you know, somebody to take the pressure, because that guy named Elijah Mitchell, he's not good enough to take the pressure off of McCaffrey. They need that. They need, like that other caller said, they need some offensive line help, plus they need to develop another wide receiver, somebody they can go out and catch the ball, you know, because other than that, they played just as good as Kansas City, except Kansas City won the game. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, appreciate it, Roy. Appreciate the call, and thanks for tuning in.
You're not getting another running back.
Backup running back is the last thing the 49ers have on their wish list this offseason.
Mitchell was fine. His best play got called back because
Willis
gets called for holding.
Even if you don't have Elijah Mitchell, you've got Jordan Mason. I'm not spending any more time on backup running back.
You don't need a backup running back when you have Christian McCaffrey.
It's the least.
Like, who cares?
You're right, Roy. Offensive line is a question.
Right.
Address that. If the Niners are spending money in free agency this season, I want it to be on the offensive line.
That and an edge, because you're going to lose three of the guys, Farrell, Young, and Gregory, gone.
Or a cornerback. Those are the three areas where the 49ers need to address the most. And that's a conversation for another day. Certainly not right now when we're trying to sort through our emotions. All right, we got to hit a quick break. Lines are still full. Bob, we'll get to you. Tony, we'll get to you. A few others as well. Stay on hold. We're coming to you on the other side. Niners fall to Kansas City in the Super Bowl. 25-22 is the final. Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, heartbreaker, heartbreaker. And this is becoming all too common of a feeling for 49er fans. I almost don't know what to say anymore. All right. Time for a break. We're back with more after this. It's Overtime with Sterling and Grandy on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.